The Lord be with you. You're listening to a podcast from the teaching ministry of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith community. For more multimedia content or to get more information, go to www.epiclesis.org. Now, here's Pastor Chris.
I want to encourage you to turn to Matthew 4, please. We started a journey of Lent last Ash Wednesday night, and my admonition to you that evening was this. I want to encourage you not only to start Lent, but to keep Lent. Today, one of the wisest things I've heard all day came from the mouth of none other than Jeff, who said, "But I can't do that on my own." And I said, you're exactly right. Today's scripture is one that you will be examining in your Lenten small groups. And I want to remind you that I'm challenging every Epiclesis attender to jump into a Lenten small group, an Epiclesis Lenten small group. You have four to choose from. So if you need more information, let us know. One verse today I want us to think about, Matthew 4, 1. Today, on this first Sunday of Lent, I want to talk to you about your wilderness journey. More than that, I want the Holy Spirit to talk to you about your wilderness journey. Because you're probably on one, or you're going to be. And I want us to just contemplate for a few moments the first verse of chapter 4 of Matthew. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. That is packed, isn't it? Listen to that again. Then, by the way, what comes before the then? Scan quickly. Baptism. Setting apart for ministry. Commissioning for ministry. Ordination. Anointing, even by God the Father and the Spirit, are present. Ministry. Then, we could probably preach a whole sermon on the word then. Then, Jesus was led. Oh, gosh. Have you been set apart for ministry? Or there was a particularly high time, or things were really great? And then Jesus was led by the Spirit. Oh, my goodness. We'll come back to that. Into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert. There's a phrase. Into the desert. And we just skipped over the by the Spirit part. Into the desert. Maybe you're not in the desert right now. Maybe you're not in the desert of temptation. But you can see it coming. You can see it. Into the desert. Start asking yourself, what is your desert? To be tempted. The word also is tested. Tried by the devil. Do you think for a moment, Christian, that you're going to get through this life without being tested? Really? Have you heard Christians say, I don't really like to think much about suffering or tempting or... Why, it's very central to the Christian life. Diane Collard preached just a few weeks ago about how art is especially beautiful when the minerals are crushed and then used and reflect the light. Do you remember that? There's something about suffering that brings out beauty and shows God's glory. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil, tested, tried. I'm going to invite you not only to start Lent, but to keep it. And that may mean that then you're going to be led by the Spirit into the desert. 5 weeks is a long time. Have you ever started a Lenten discipline and then not been able to finish it? I have. Oh, I've had such great intentions. And long about Thursday of the next week, I'm toast. I'm going to challenge you not only to start, but to keep a Lenten discipline. And 5 weeks may be a long time, and there may be some desert walking involved. I want you to ask yourself here in just a moment, we're going to spend some time just to meditate on this. What is the desert? What is your desert? And then one observation, hearkening back to the baptism, that I think may help. I want to spend just a moment, though, on this business led by the Spirit. That's a hard thing, isn't it, to think about? Wait a minute. Jesus was led by the Spirit with a capital S? Why in the world? Why in the world would God's Holy Spirit, the same one that came down like unto a dove at the consecration of Jesus' ministry, of his baptism, why in the world would that same Spirit lead Jesus into the desert to be tempted? Now, there's an interesting thing that happens with the words when you look at the original language here. In Matthew's gospel, the little phrase, was led, is a gentle one. Like you would think of, shepherd and sheep leading along. The verb, I think, is ago, was led, gentle. It's still this kind of thing, pulling along. Do you have to be pulled through a desert sometimes? It's still this kind of leading. It's gentle, though. When you look at Mark's account of the same thing, the word is far from gentle. The word in the Greek in Mark's gospel is ekbalo. You know what that means? Cast. Same word in the New Testament for casting out demons. My mind immediately went to the scapegoat in the long ago when the children of Israel were in the desert and they would place hands on the goat to impart the sins of the people, and then that goat was sent forth, cast out. The word there is actually related to apostle, sent forth. But the ideas are really similar. So whether we're thinking about being sent forth like an apostle, or whether, say, we're thinking about being led gently, or in Mark's gospel, being driven out, cast out, Jesus was sent forth, led, cast out into the desert by the Spirit. So at least one thing I want you to think about today. Well, I've got about three. Is that okay? One of them is, what is the desert? What is your desert? Because there's going to be one. I'd be a rotten pastor if I told you that I didn't want you to have to go through desert times. What a rotten pastor that would be. I told you, I sat under a pastor one time who told the congregation, I don't want you to be pruned. That's painful. What? No, a character is formed in the desert. Ask somebody who's in the middle of it. They're not happy about it. But it can produce joy, can it? It can. So what is your desert? Question number one. Question number two, why would the Spirit lead and or cast you out? Not sure the answer to that one, but you can be sure that if he is doing the leading or the casting out, then there is good in it. Can I get an amen up in here this morning? I don't know why you're being led or sent forth or cast out into the desert, but if the Spirit's doing it, there's got to be good in it. Oh, hold on to that. Hold on to that. There's got to be good in it. Third and final point. Remember back when we looked at the baptism of Jesus, and we were talking about that just a minute ago, when the Spirit of God descends like unto a dove and says, this is my Son, I love him, I'm pleased with him, and anoints and consecrates Jesus for ministry. Jesus goes down into the water, and as one of the church fathers says it, in passing through the water, he consecrates all waters for all time. That's so good, I'm going to say it again. I don't want you to miss it. Jesus passes through the water, are you hearing me? And consecrates all water for all time. That means that he's been down in that water too. And you remember that wonderful print that we saw where Jesus, you can look up through the water and see Jesus in the light reaching down to bring you up out of the water. He's been there before. Fast forward a little bit to the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, desert, to be tempted, tested, tried by the devil. If I could extend the metaphor, that because Jesus has been through the wilderness ahead of us, he's consecrated wilderness sand for all time. He's been through it. He's gone before you. He's been there. He knows the way. He knows where the pitfalls are. When my little boy, my big boy now, was little, I remember one time I was trying to teach him how to rely on or at least trust dad and mom's wisdom. And I said, son, I'm not any smarter than you are, that's for sure. but I've got more experience. What does that mean, Dad? And I thought about it and I said, okay, I've been through the jungle before and I know where the tiger traps are. And if you'll listen to me, I can tell you where to avoid a tiger trap. And one day he came to me and said, and I don't even remember what it was, but he had done something that I had encouraged him not to do, and he was suffering the consequences. And I may have failed everywhere else as a parent, but beloved, I never did protect my children from the consequences of their own actions. Pretty good, huh? And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. He said, Dad, is this one of those tiger traps? I said, yeah, it is. You fell into it. I'm not going to protect you from that, but I'll help you back out of it. What is your desert? Because the Spirit is doing the casting out, you know there's good in it. And Jesus has been there before you. I'm going to do something really radical this morning. Spend 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Can you do it? A Lenten discipline in silence. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, what's the desert I'm facing? Where's the good in it, Holy Spirit? And thank you, Jesus, that you've passed through it before me. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Heavenly Father, send your Spirit. Reveal something to us now as we are silent before you. In Jesus' name. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
You've been listening to a podcast from Epiclesis, an Ancient Future faith community. If you'd like to learn more about Ancient Future faith or worship at Epiclesis, visit us on the web at www.epiclesis.org. The Lord be with you.